you are listening to. No, that isn't me, and I'm sure it isn't you, and I'll be helping you to step into who you are. So let's start that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly. This podcast is all about inspiring you to align with your brand and your business to attract who you want to. We'll also be delving deeper into how you show up, especially if, like me, you're a little bit neuro-spicy, or as I call it, neuro-amazing, because that is what we are. We'll be looking at what can stop you from showing up as you, with brilliant guests every 2 weeks who will be helping me talk all of this through too. You might want to grab a journal or a notebook for all the inspiration, top tips, and just chances to reflect that you're about to hear. So let's get on with this week's episode and help take you beyond the brand. Enjoy. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to this month's bite-sized episode. Always check out the bonus episodes, these bite-sized episodes, which are about, well, they're meant to be 5 minutes to start with. I've gone on to more like 8 minutes, so they are still short bursts of inspiration that may lead you wanting to sign up to the premium version. There are always a workshop version, I keep saying that word, always a workshop version of whatever I talk about in the bite-size. So today, this is something I love. I am so passionate about this, but it is very different to something that I've done before. You might be looking at this and thinking, well, you've done content, but I've done content planning. This is completely different. We have put all of the structure in place. We've looked at your pillars. If you haven't checked this out yet, do. If you don't know which episode I'm talking about, scroll back to a few bonuses ago. And it's all about content planning. This is about creative content and content creation. It all comes hand in hand. So we've got what it is that you're about, got what it is that you want to talk about, as in pillars. And subjects, now we put that into practice. We bring it to life, putting that creative flair and putting your ideas, your messaging, your vibe out there to your audience. So let's talk about this. So this is just talking it through. As always, there is that workshop version, which will help you to really think about putting more creativity, more ideas into your content, all from that subject that you chose. Again, if you're not so sure what I'm talking about here, have a little scroll back, or you may have content pillars already. You may have things you love to talk about that are in line with your mission, your brand, your message, that you can pick something and think, yes, I want to talk about this. It's how you then bring that to life. How do you put that into content? The workshop helps with that. But let's get you thinking about it here by talking it through. So the biggest tip I would give when it comes to content creation, and it might be contradictory to what you see elsewhere, because some people say it's just about being visible. Just post content, keep posting, get known, be visible, and people will start to take notice. Yes and no, they will. You might get known. They will start to form a pattern of familiarity in their mind where they start to see your content more regularly. But is it strategic? Is it intentional? Is it engaging? Does it connect with the right people? These are the questions I'd love you to ask yourself from this episode. As always, you can kind of pause it, ask those questions. Exactly. I've just said rewind. I can't remember what I asked. Don't ask me what I asked. But they're very important questions. It's looking at that ideal client. What do they need from your content? What do you need to tell them? What do they need to know about you and what you do without it being about you and what you do? This is all sounding very cryptic, I know. But you want to take your message and package it up differently. So you might do a quick how-to video or reel or carousel, or it might be, you've probably seen it where they do POV, point of view, in reels. And it's your point of view that you're doing something, but it links to what you do. Another one is objection busting. Without me going too much into detail here, there's so much I could cover, but it could be an objection around what you do. Is there a sales objection? You can start to write those down and make those into content. Is there something about what you do that you can share what the transformation is? So essentially messaging, and there's different ways to do it. So you could have a reel or a carousel where you're telling them, if you don't have that in place, what does that do? How does that impact? So I've done a reel before that was really well received, and I actually got a client from this reel. And I'm trying to think what it was now, but the reel was that not having your message, not knowing what you're about, is going to hold you back. And if you're holding back, in fact, no, it wasn't that. I'm just thinking, I say it lots of different ways, my own message. But that one at the time, it was by not knowing your message, by not knowing your tone of voice, your values, your vibe. I then put on a whole list, and it was with a dodgy video of me looking all sort of flustered, I think it was, or a bit frustrated by the acting skills. But I then put around me was how that affects me. And the biggest thing was holding back. You're holding back from posting. You're holding back from connecting with your dream clients or your customers, your audience, from not having that messaging. You feel unclear. You don't put your sales out there. Your website might be off kilter and people aren't coming to you. So can you see, sometimes you can do it where by not having the thing that you're offering them or that you help them with, it's like the negative. It holds you back. It does this. And you can think of this for your own content. The positive to that, so say if we're looking at messaging, I mean, messaging is going to have its own episode coming up very soon. There will be them in the past as well, so always scroll back. Messaging, I am hot on. But messaging, you can do it from a negative point of view, which is not really negative. You're helping them by saying, by not having this thing, that's what it does. Then looking at it from a transformational point of view, what does having that thing give? What does it do? I've just touched on messaging there. Always look at my group program, well, the self-study version of my group program, which the links are in the show notes, where one of the sessions, which is like a module, but I wanted to make it sound a bit more fun or less corporate, that is all about messaging. It has worksheets and I talk it through how to get to your message. But essentially, what does the thing that you promote, advocate, you help them with, what does it give? Start to put that into your content. Also, you want to put some of you into this. So sometimes it might be that you look at content, and this is a mini task that you could take away and do from this episode, where you look at content of other people and start to save it or make notes from it of content that you like and you feel drawn to. Not just visual. Think beyond the visual. It's going to be their values, their ethos, their approach, their opinion they're sharing, their vibe, what they stand for. Visuals might attract initially, but it needs to go deeper, and that's a top tip for your content as well. Bring them in, by all means, bring them in visually, but make sure it's got some depth to it. The next step is add your vibe. So you might do that exercise. You might go and intentionally look at other people's content. What do you feel connected to? What could you do a version of? Maybe look at their numbers. Not that it's all about numbers, but you could have a quick look in comparison. What has worked well for them? With a caveat that it might not still work for you because you're different, you are unique, you are you. So put you in. Put your vibe into your content. Don't be afraid to share something. You could do an introductory post. Share something quirky about you that you might not have shared before. Put your voice in, your vibe, your quirks, your likes, even posts about where you struggled in the past, how you've got to where you are, things that your audience are going to connect with and relate to. Also, you can repurpose. I mean, this is only a quick episode, so I can't go too much in depth. That's why I always have the workshops. But the then is a way to repurpose, to make that one subject or thought into so many other pieces of content, into an email, into a quote, into a reel, into a question. There's all these ways you can take one piece of content, which is things like a podcast, blog, video on YouTube, they're perfect for it. You could take that subject and break it down. And it's exactly what I walk you through in the workshop, which is through the paid subscription. It is well worth it. This will really help you walk through it, and you'll come out with so many content ideas that you can then go away and create and put out there. Test it out. In one of the next solo episodes, again, this might save different because it's a bonus, but this is in, well, it will be April 2024. Scroll to there and you will see an episode that goes with this really well. It's all about social media, which platforms to use, and that can change the content that you need to create. So sometimes it's getting specific on that platform, it's getting extra training. What kind of content works well for that platform? Again, I can't go into that too much today because this has already gone way over even my 8 minutes, but that's something to consider. What works better on which platform? And yeah, I've got a solo coming up on which platforms are best for you. Okay, thanks so much for listening. Do upgrade to the premium version if you would love to go deeper on this. If you would like to be walked through this content thinking process, and you get an amazing worksheet with it as well, something that I'm very proud of, that I designed, I developed. You get that included with the premium. Thanks so much for listening and chat soon. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed that episode and got everything that you need from it. Don't forget to check out all of the other episodes, depending on what it is that you need in your business and life at this moment in time. Don't forget to leave a glowing review and do check out the show notes for any free resources mentioned today. Plus, do come and connect with me on social media as well as my brilliant guests. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time.